lagger, for he has killed a gallant squire, and his friends are out to take him. And he's gone to the house of Mark, the nurse there did befriend him. And he has gone upon his knee and begged for her to hide him. Where are you going, Sir Jane, she said? Where now are you riding? Oh, I am bound to a foreign land, for now I'm under hiding. Then he's turned him right and round about, rolled him in the bracken, and he has gone to take a sleep in the lowlands of Loch Laggan. He had not well gone out of sight, nor was he past Milstrethan, when 24 belted knights came riding on the Leven. Have you seen Sir James the Rose, the young heir of Loch Laggan? For he has killed a gallant squire, and we're sent out to take him.
Where shall I go? Where shall I?
There you find Sir James the Rose sleeping in the bracken. You must not wake him out of sleep, nor yet must you affright him. Just run a dart right through his heart, and through the body pierce him. They sought the bank above the mill in the lowlands of Loch Laggan, and there they found Sir James the Rose sleeping in the bracken. It'll never be said, dear gentlemen, we killed him while he's sleeping. They seized his broadsword and his targe, and closely him surrounded. And when he woke out of his sleep, his senses were confounded. Now they have taken out his heart and stuck it on a spear. They took it to the house of Mar and gave it to his dear.
Shalom.